理课堂听 class.com。
大家好，欢迎又来到蒋建堂英语教室。本节目部分内容节选自空中英语杂志的 Let's Talk in English。谢谢你的收听。今天课文的标题是 His speech， 他的演讲，其实就是说 Grand 的那个 speech，Grand 的演讲。今天的课文仍然是和环境保护有关的。到底 Grand 的那个 speech， 他的演讲为什么会和环保有关呢？好，马上展开我们的节目。第一部分 ，Today's keyword， the first one is
speech，
演讲。
Speech. Mark gave a speech about St. Patrick's Day to his classmates.
Pollute.
污染。
Pollute. Don't pollute the environment. Recycle everything you can.
Energy.
能源。
Energy. Turn off those lights. Don't use so much energy.
Cover.
覆盖。
Cover. The snow covered all the grass in the park.
Ton.
吨。
Ton. This car weighs several tons.
Okay, good job. 好，完成 today's keyword 之后马上展开我们的课文第一部分 Read it.
Read it.
Grant is in front of the mirror practicing his speech on the environment. Josie, Tess, and Eve come over to hear his speech. Tess and Eve sit down near Zach. Josie walks aroundlooking at things. This is her first time in Grant's apartment. Grant wants Josie to sit down. When Josie finally sits down, Grant leaves to get ready for his speech.
This read 就描述了一个情景，就是 Grant 在这个镜子面前训练做演讲。 Tess, Josie 和 Eve 就过来听 Grant 的那个演讲。 Tess 和 Eve 就坐在 Zack 的旁边，而这个 Josie 啊就走来走去看周围的东西，因为啊这是 Josie 第一次到 Grant 的那个房子里面。 Grant 就希望这个 Josie 啊能够坐下来。 Josie 终于坐下之后呢， Grant 就回去准备他的那个演讲了。好，回去看当中的一些句子，回去听一下这一段开头的那句话，说 Grant 正在这个镜子面前训练那个演讲。
Grant is in front of the mirror practicing his speech on the environment.
Grant is in front of the mirror. 这个 mirror 就是镜子。 Practicing his speech on the environmentPractice, 练习，在这里啊，应该就是什么，模拟在大众面前做讲话。Practicing his speech, speech 是演讲，是我们今天的 keyword。好，先去听一下英语怎么解释 speech。
Speech. Now, a speech is something that someone gives by talking to a large group of people. You give a speech.You talk to a large group of people about something important to you.
没错了，就是在什么 ？A group of people, a group of people, 一堆人面前讲话，你讲话，别人听你讲，这就是一个 speech. 为某一个群体做讲话，这个时候可以用 give a speech to 某某人，例如 give a speech to students.给一些学生呢做一场演讲。还要注意一下哦，回到刚才那句话当中， practicing his speech on the environment， 这个 speech 后面有个 on the environment， 表示什么？表示这个 speech 这个演讲它是围绕着这个环境，和环境有关，以环境为主题的。所以啊，这个一个演讲啊和什么有关，就 后面就是用 on 这个介词。例如 a speech on animals 就是什么以动物为主题和动物有关的一个演讲 a speech on 什么什么什么。在之前啊，我们学这个 contest 这个比赛的时候，我们也学过 a speech contest 一个演讲比赛。如果啊做演讲的时候有很多人来听你的演讲，可以怎么说呢？ A lot of people came over for your speech. Came over 就是 come over 的那个过去式， come over for your speech 就是很多人来听你那个演讲。还要说一下刚才那一句话，这个 Grant is in front of the mirror 后面有一个 practicing his speech on the environment， 这个 practicing 什么什么什么整一串，其实啊它是一个简化了，把两句话化简成为一个单句，其实就是 Grant is in front of the mirror and he is practicing his speech on the environment， 只不过是把它化简成一个单句的时候呢，就把这个 and he is 去掉，就直接用这个 practicing 就连在这个 in front of the mirror 后面。在这个 read it 接着下来啊，就有一句话我们听一下，是关于这个 Josie 的。
Josie walks around looking at things.
Josie walks around looking at things. 大家有没有发现这里 walks around 后面直接跟了一个 looking at things。 其实啊这也是一个单句的一个化简，其实就是两句， Josie walks around andShe is looking at things. 把它化简的时候呢，就把这个 and she is 都去掉了，就把两句化简成一句，直接把这个 looking at things 就连接在这个 walks around 后面。再听一遍，
Josie walks around looking at things.
好，接着我们去听下一段的对话。
Conversation A.
So Tess, are you ready for your big rally tomorrow?
Yes. I hope a lot of people will come. Everyone pollutes, so everyone needs to help stop pollution.
Everyone should save energy too.
Right. The energy saved from recycling one aluminum can will run a TV.For 3 hours.
Then I'll definitely recycle all my aluminum cans.
在这一段呢、啊，一开始这个周喜就问到 Tess， 到底啊，明天的那个集会准备好了吗 ？Tess 说 Yes。还有啊，他希望明天那个集会会有很多人都参加。因为啊，每个人都正在污染环境，所以每一个人都可以什么帮去停止去这种污染的行为。Jack 还说到呢，没错了，每一个人都应该怎么节省能源。接着这个 Tess 还说到啊，回收一个铝罐所节省的能源，就相当于一个电视机运作3个小时所消耗的电量。听到这个数字啊，这个 Josie 就马上说。哇，我也一定要怎么把我所有的铝罐都回收，进行资源再造。好了，回去看当中的句子。回到对话一开始，周喜问这个 Tess 的那句话。
So Tess, are you ready for your big rally tomorrow?
Are you ready for your big rally tomorrow? 这个 big rally, rally 表示集会、聚会。R-A-L-L-Y rally， 例如有些组织专门是搞一些什么搞一些和年轻人有关的活动，例如 A youth rally 就是一个专门让年轻人走在一起的那种集会。 A youth rally Y-O-U-T-H youth 就是针对年轻人的 A youth rally， 或者说一个政治性的一个集会A political rally， A political rally， political 就是政治的一个形容词，政治的和政治有关的 A political rally。 在说到这个集会的时候呢，这个 Tess 就希望越多人来越好了。当然还有啊，他说到什么每一个人都污染，每一个人都能够什么为停止污染去帮一把手。好，听一下他那句话。
Everyone pollutes, so everyone needs to help stop pollution.
Everyone pollutes, everyone pollutes, pollute 是我们今天的 keyword 污染。听一下英语怎么解释这个 pollute.
Pollute. Now when you pollute, that means you add to the problem of pollution.When you drive your car, you are polluting the air. When you use energy, you are also polluting.
没错了，当你驾车啊，消耗能源的时候，你也正在什么？正在污染，污染我们的空气，污染我们的环境。Pollute. So don't pollute. 不要污染。Don't pollute our environment. 不要污染我们的环境。所以什么呢？ Everyone needs to help.Stop pollution. 这个 pollution 就是刚才说的 pollute 的那个名词形式 pollute, pollution. 接着 Zack 就说了一句什么话呢？
Everyone should save energy too.
对了，不单只要什么停止污染， Everyone should save energy too. 同时啊，每个人都应该节省能源， energy 能源。我们今天的其中一个 keyword energy。听一下英语怎么解释。
Energy. Now, if you are listening to Let's Talk in English on the radio or watching on TV, that means you are using energy. Energy is what makes your TV work and what turns your radio on.
没错了，你的电视机之所以能够怎么能够让你看到画面，收音机之所以能够工作，全都是什么靠那些电能。能源就是 energy， 节省能源就是 save energy， save S-A-V-E 不是拯救而是节省， save energy 或者说 save money 省钱也是用这个 save。 还有哦，这个 energy 除了指那些物理学方面的那种能源呢，它还可以指什么啊？人的精力或者说干劲。例如哇，你跟他吵架，你跟那个人吵架干嘛？ That'sA waste of time and energy. 那是时间和精力的一种浪费。他这个人都不可理喻的，你跟他理论，跟他吵干嘛呢？ That's a waste of time and energy. Energy 表示干劲或者说精力。好，接着去听下一段对话。
Conversation B.
We must recycle, or trash will soon cover the earth. We'll all be wearing an outfit like this.
I like your hat with the aluminum cans on it.
Grant, you look silly.
But he'll get everyone's attention.
He will. Okay, Grant, go on with your speech.
Americans throw away tons of trash. Almost 90% of it can be recycled. Do you recycle?
Yes!
在这个 conversation 一开始就听到这个 Green 练习他的那个讲话了。他说到我们必须做资源的回收，否则垃圾将会覆盖我们地球。我们将要穿这样的服装，意思就是什么？垃圾太多，将来就要穿着垃圾在身上。这个时候啊，周琦就忍不住笑，因为怎么？因为这个 can 那个 green 那个帽子上面是有这个 aluminum can 有铝罐，看上去是非常滑稽的。Look silly， Green 就笑着说，这样可以吸引大家的注意。好，接着 Green 又继续他的那个讲话。接着 Green 弄一弄嗓子，他又说到，美国人扔掉千万吨的垃圾，其中 90% 是可以回收的，到底你们回不回收呢？接着就是 Tess, Joyce, Eve 等异口同声的 Yes。 好了，内容就是那么简单，回去看当中的句子。好，马上回到这个 Grant 开始练习演讲的第一句话。
We must recycle, or trash will soon cover the earth.
他说 ,We must recycle, 我们必须做资源垃圾的回收。Or 在这里表示否则。否则怎么呢？ Trash will soon cover the earth. 这句话的意思是否则垃圾很快就会覆盖我们的地球。Cover, 覆盖。Cover 是我们今天的 keyword, 听一下英语怎么解释 cover。
Cover. Now if trash covered the earth, then you wouldn't be able to see the earth. You'd only be able to see the trash. Now look at my shoes. My shoes are covering my feet. You can't see my feet. You can only see my shoe.
没错了，有东西覆盖着另一个东西，就表明另一个东西是不能够被看到的。Cover, 覆盖。例如 ,the snow covers the grass, 雪覆盖着草。The snow covers the grass. 其实啊，这句话也可以反过来用一个被动语态，就表示草被雪覆盖着，就可以把它说成 ,the grass is covered with snow. 记住后面用 with,be covered with,就是什么被什么什么覆盖。 The grass is covered with snow. 好了，接着就说到这个 Grant 穿的那个服装怎么看上去非常的修理，他说了一句什么话呢？
Grant, you look silly.
But he'll get everyone's attention.
怎么呢？这个 Tess 说他看上去非常的修理，修理是滑稽的。但这个 Grant 他说啊，这样可以怎么呢？可以Get everyone's attention. Get someone's attention 就表示吸引到某人的注意。所以呢 ,get everyone's attention 就是吸引到大家的注意。好了，岔开了一下话题之后呢，这个 Grant 又继续练习他的讲话，听一下他开始说的一句话。
Americans throw away tons of trash.
他说 Americans throw awaytons of trash. 美国人扔掉多少的垃圾呢？ tons of trash. 这个 ton 表示吨，是一个重量的单位，吨 ton 吨是我们今天的 keyword ton. 好，马上听一下英语怎么解释这个 ton. ton
ton. Now Grant says that every year Americans throw away tons of trash. How much trash is thatWell, it's a lot of trash.
When you say tons of something, you mean a big number. You mean a lot. Now, you are learning tons of new things today.
这里啊，这个 ton 本身呢是指吨，但是回去这个 Grain 刚才说的那句话 ,Americans throw away tons of trash, 并不是说美国人扔掉数吨的垃圾。这里这个 tons of trash 是表示什么？千万吨，很多很多的意思， tons of trash. 好，课文的讲解就到这里，希望大家学完这个课文之后呢，环保意识会提高。好，现在从头到尾把课文的内容再听一遍。
Grant is in front of the mirror practicing his speech on the environment. Josie, TessAnd Eve come over to hear his speech. Tess and Eve sit down near Zach. Josie walks around looking at things. This is her first time in Grant's apartment. Grant wants Josie to sit down. When Josie finally sits down, Grant leaves to get ready for his speech.
So, Tess, are you ready for your big rally tomorrow?
Yes. I hope a lot of people will come. Everyone pollutes, so everyone needs to help stop pollution.
Everyone should save energy, too.
Right. The energy saved from recycling one aluminum can will run a TV for 3 hours.
Then I'll definitely recycle all my aluminum cans.
We must recycle, or trash will soon cover the earth. We'll all be wearing an outfit like this.
I like your hat with the aluminum cans on it.
Grant, you look silly.
But he'll get everyone's attention.
He will. Okay, Grant, go on with your speech.
Americans throw away tons of trash. Almost 90% of it can be recycled. Do you recycle?
Yes!
重听了课文的所有内容后，马上进入到节目的最后一个部分，每天一句。今天的句子是 Can this be recycled? 这资源可以回收吗？这垃圾可以回收吗？Can this be recycled?
Can this bottle be recycled?
Of course.
Can this box be recycled?
Definitely.
Can this newspaper be recycled?
Yes, it can. Do you have any other questions?
Can my little sister be recycled?
Eric!
Just kidding.
Can this be recycled?这资源可以回收吗? Can this be recycled? With that, we have come to the end of today's program. See you next time. Goodbye, everyone.